Language immersion classes in schools have been around for a while. Students whose principal language is English learn side by side with students who speak another language, and they are taught in both languages. The Central Point School District north of Medford rolled out its first ever language immersion program when school started 2 weeks ago. It's a first grade class at Jewett Elementary School, where Tom Rambo is the principal and our guest on The Exchange. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jeffrey.
So other programs, there have been other immersion programs in districts nearby. Why did Central Point decide to make the move this year, this time?
Well, last year we received a grant from the state, a three-year grant. Last year was the planning stage, and then this year's the implementation stage. And I think, Jeffrey, when we get down to the, there's two questions. There's the why, and then there's the how we're going to do it. I think basically the why is we want to build better schools. And this two-way immersion language program is a component to building a better school. Jewett Elementary is a very good elementary school. We have a great community. I felt that this would really add to that. You know, the language component, I'm sure we'll get into to talking about more later. But in essence, it's to build better schools.
And so the grant from the state pays for this for 1 year, for 2 years? I mean, is it an ongoing thing?
Yeah, the grant from the state is really to get us up and running. The money is for us to go out and observe other programs. It's to buy curriculum. It's to get the teachers additional training. It is not to pay teachers. I don't receive additional teachers at Jewett Elementary.
You've got to pay that
program.
Of your own operating
Absolutely.
Budget.
Absolutely. As a district, we're going to build a sustainable program. So the grant is really just to get us the materials we need and the training we need to get it started.
So I can imagine then the numbers of Spanish speakers continue to grow in the Central Point District. The district itself certainly seems to continue to grow.
Our Hispanic population is growing. It's not as large as some of the neighboring districts, but it's a significant portion of our student population and our community in general.
You mentioned having a chance to go out and look at other programs. I mean, was there a fair amount of observation in, say, Medford or Phoenix Talent, two of the neighboring districts that do have such programs?
Yes, we visited Phoenix Talent. We spent a lot of time up north, Woodburn, Salem, Portland Public, just to see. And one thing, as I noticed as we were out, was that each program was a little different. There are some basic guiding principles to setting up a successful two-way immersion program. But each one was different based on its individual school, and ours is going to be unique from all of those just based on our student population and our school culture. I can adapt this program to fit nicely into our school.
So when you talk about some of the guiding principles for any language immersion, two-way language immersion program, I notice you call it, what are some of those principles?
The basic structure, and maybe this would be a good time for me to talk about the structure we have developed at Jewett.
Sure.
I think there's some misinformation out there, and people get worried when they hear about this, different programs in schools, especially one around students learning a different language, and they're just worried about what's going on in the classroom. So let me talk about what we have established at Jewett, and in that I'll hit some of those guiding principles. We actually have two two-way immersion classrooms on campus this year. We have a kindergarten and a first grade. And just to give you some context around that, Jewett's a pretty big elementary school. We have 18 classroom teachers. So to put that in perspective, only two of those are involved with the language program this year. I think some people, when they hear that Jewett has a language immersion program, I talked to a gal on the phone last week, called concerned. She thought it was school-wide and that we weren't teaching English anymore.
Oh, really? That everybody was in line? Really?
Yeah,
that was
so, there's some misinformation out there. I said, absolutely not. I said that we're teaching English to every student, and it's only two classrooms right now. We plan on adding an additional class each year to follow this first grade cohort on up. One of the guiding principles that we really have the opportunity, anytime you start a program, to build it in the very best model. And one of the things that we're striving for is that in this two-way immersion, the two-way signifies that you have students that speak English and students that speak Spanish. And where that gets to be important is throughout the year, you have a language partner with somebody that speaks the other language at a higher level. And that's very important. So we strive for 50% English speakers, 50% Spanish speakers. It doesn't end up exactly that, just the way the classes are formed. And we're finding that, you know, you don't just have the Spanish speakers. A lot of those students have a bilingual component to it. So we are looking at roughly half the kids that can speak English and half the kids that can speak Spanish to help build that blueprint. And the other part of that is a majority of the instruction in the kindergarten, first, second grade years is in Spanish. That's another one of those guiding principles, is that we need to front load. A lot of our English speakers haven't been exposed to much Spanish, so we have to use those early years to really develop that vocabulary and that fluency so that when we get into the fourth and fifth grade years, that higher academic language, they'll have a good base in that. And then as we progress up into the intermediate grades, fourth and fifth, the instruction transitions over to half English, half Spanish, to that 50-50 model. And that's another one of those guiding principles, is some programs are 90-10, 90% instruction in Spanish. Some are 80-20. There's a different model, 50-50. I hesitate to put those hard numbers on it because you just don't know that they'll be accurate. So a majority of the instruction early on will be in Spanish, but then transition in the upper grades to English and Spanish.
Tom Rambo is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the principal at Jewett Elementary School, which is home to a Spanish-English two-way immersion class, actually two of them this year for the first time. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your thoughts, comments, questions about immersion programs and how they might have worked and perhaps worked well in your experience or not. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. And in the Rogue Valley, it's 541-552-6782. Send an email to jx@jeffnet.org and check us out on Facebook. You can see Tom here in the studio with me. So obviously, changes demographically within the district certainly lead to this. But there are advantages, though. It's not just being done for the Spanish speakers, correct?
Yeah, that's an interesting point, is I think some people, when they hear it initially, we did not build this program from any outside pressure. Some districts have large Hispanic populations, and they really need to develop ways to service those students. The benefits from this program come from so many different angles. It is beneficial for our Spanish-speaking students, both academically and culturally. We know that language is the single most important piece in retaining culture. And I've sat down with almost every single family that's in this program, and that's one thing I hear from our Spanish community, our Hispanic community, rather, is that they want to keep that cultural link. Grandparents speak only Spanish. If the grandkids don't, then there's a significant break there. But I will say that probably some of our biggest advocates and the group that is most excited about this program are our English speakers. These families see the value of bilingualism, and, I mean, there are so many positives about the program. It's not just a language thing. I really want to make a distinction. This is not a program designed to teach kids how to speak Spanish. That's something that happens. This program, first and foremost, I have to teach every student at Jewett the newly adopted Common Core State Standards. That's my job, is that every student that goes through there is taught the standards. Yeah, we teach them in Spanish early on, and the kids start to adapt and gain that language. But they learn the standards. And then also the language, it makes most sense for us to teach, have a Spanish two-way immersion program here. I mean, that's part of where we live.
As opposed to Russian or German or French.
Absolutely.
Or something
else. You know, I had somebody ask, hey, why isn't it a Chinese immersion program? And my simple answer was, well, I don't have the native Chinese speakers here to give those language partners in the classroom. So the benefit is the second language, but a lot of what I hear from families is just think of the engagement levels and the cognitive, how much of your brain you have to access as you learn that second language. I want to build strong minds. I need my students to leave Jewett Elementary with the ability to really use their minds well. And this is a tool to do that. Imagine being in the class and how much you would have to pay attention if you're learning that second language. Your engagement levels are so high. Your brain is thinking in different areas all day long. And if I've got students that are talking in two languages, writing in two languages, problem solving in two languages, those students are going to be better prepared for the next level. And that's my job. You know, we talk about language. You talk about, you know, there are some political aspects to that. I don't care very much about all that. I want to build the best school for my kids. And I think this is a good component and an effective way to do that.
Grab your headphones. We have a call for you. Let us talk to Mark in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the Spanish-English two-way immersion program at Jewett Elementary School with Principal Tom Rambo.
Good morning. Yes, did you see or has anyone noticed in any of the other programs the students speaking Spanglish rather than both English and Spanish?
So in other words, they're sort of combining this stuff in the two languages?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's a good question, and I found myself trying to refer to the language as Spanglish this morning myself when I meant Spanish.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some of that that happens just as, I mean, we're talking about kinders and first graders, so they'll probably morph some stuff together. I think it's just exposure over time that will help get them to that really effective and fluent level in both languages with them being separate. The goals of the program are that students are bilingual, and I think we even need to back up a step. This program runs on a timeline that we're not used to dealing with. This is a 6-year commitment by families. So our goals by the time they leave fifth grade are they're bilingual and biliterate. And that literacy piece is something I think we should talk on a little bit later. But I'm sure in the early years, the kinder first grade years, they will be morphing some words together and not have the authentic separate languages. But the exposure over time will get them to grade level. They'll be performing at or above grade level in both languages by the time they leave fifth grade. I don't know if it's what the trends are as far as them combining those languages, but I would guess it does happen some.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of joking about Spanglish. In fact, there's a whole movie called Spanglish I still haven't seen. So obviously some choices had to be made here. How did you pick the teachers for the program? Were they teachers you already had at Jewett Elementary School? And were the students handpicked for the program as well?
Yeah, those are both good questions. The recruiting of teachers is a very time-consuming process because these teachers have one of the toughest jobs in the district. They have to have special certification in the bilingual endorsement, and that's a pretty narrow group of prospective teachers that you're talking about. So I spent a lot of time. There was and I got two very good teachers. I was not going to – I mean, the success of this – any program in schools is dependent on the teachers. We know that good teachers are worth anything you can pay to get them, you know. So I spent a lot of time. We had one teacher that was on campus doing a long-term substitute job that I found out she had this credential, and so I was really impressed by her. And then another teacher was working in Denver, and he had ties to the Rogue Valley, so we cultivated a relationship with him and got him out here. I'm very happy with the teachers. The student selection process is one that worried me as we develop this program, because as the administrator, I'm like, okay, what students are going to be most successful in this? I did not want to build an elite-type program where it's just simply all high-achieving students. I want this classroom to be representative of all of our students. You know, we are not excluding students on IEPs. We are not excluding behavior issues. We are not excluding students that might perform a little below grade level.
So it's going to be a typical classroom just with two languages going on.
That's my goal, is a typical classroom. I think that really adds value to the whole experience. The student selection process this first year, and like I said, I met with almost every family and talked to them about the level of commitment. As I went on my visitations, I talked with other administrators, and they said there are two things that make a student successful in this program. Attendance, and that means daily attendance. I remember you had a guest on, I think, last week.
Yes, talking about the problems with attendance, yes. Mm-hmm.
Problems with attendance. So to be successful in this two-way immersion program, you have to attend regularly, both on a daily basis and that long-term commitment throughout the years, and you have to have home support. And there's absolutely nothing special about that recipe for success in this program as there is in any other classroom. So I know we can get a student to be successful if we have those two things, regardless of whether they're well above grade level or right at grade level or a little below grade level.
So did you have parents requesting that their kids be included, or did you have parents requesting that their kids not be included? I mean, how did that work?
So how we kind of rolled it out is we had a lot of informational meetings. I mean, this is a big – it's really kind of a show of faith by parents because we don't have – we didn't have a program up and running that we could go show them. We had a lot of informational meetings. We talked a lot with parents about what would be needed to be successful in this program. And we did have a lot of parents show interest. And we filled – both classes are full at this point. And I just last week I got a email from a parent wondering how to get into next year's kindergarten class. And I was like, holy smokes, let us get this year up and running. But the student selection process is going to evolve as the popularity grows. No student is forced in this class. It is an optional program, and we do have a wait list on the kindergarten class right now so that the word's getting out and parents are excited about the opportunities.
Tom Rambo, is there an effort, though, to hold the class size down just to make it just that much more manageable for the teacher? I mean, you're trying to keep it to 25 or below maybe?
Yeah. You know, it's, right now our first grade class has exactly the same number of students as – I have four first grade classrooms at Jude Elementary. It has the exact same number of students as the other classes. And actually, there's a thought that I want a few more students in these classes in the primary grades because there's no entry point for English-speaking students after the first grade. They can't come in the second grade and just start to pick it up because the Spanish has been developed to such a level. Mm-hmm. So I almost need to have slightly larger classes for the first year or two because we'll have students move away. It just happens. So that will help the class size be. Equity is important as I build this program. This is a piece of Jewett, and I don't want to build a program that's significantly different than my other classrooms. These classes will be roughly the same size as all my other classes. These classrooms will go to recess with the rest of the first grade classrooms. They'll eat lunch with them. So I really want to take efforts to build this into our school and be a piece of what already is a very good school.
Tom Rambo is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, principal at Jewett Elementary School in Central Point. We're talking about the introduction of two-way Spanish-English language immersion programs at the school this year in both kindergarten and the first grade. Got a couple minutes left in the exchange if you'd like to join us at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782. You talked earlier about engaging minds the way that the mind has to work with two languages going on at the same time. Is there research that shows that language immersion really helps light up parts of the brain that might not otherwise be lit up?
Yeah, there is research out there that shows that. And, you know, as really this is, like I said, a tool to how to strengthen that mind. And, you know, the research, one of the things that really stuck out with me is as students learn the second language, that will definitely be a benefit to them as they move on in schooling and into the workforce. But the ability to creatively problem solve shows to go up dramatically for students that have had to use their brain to learn the second language. And, you know, as we talk about schools and, you know, opinions vary on the state of our schools, I think one thing we have to do is get back to that students being able to solve problems. I think everyone can agree that that's the sign of a strong mind. And a very employable person is somebody that can solve a problem. And if I can have a program that really helps develop that cognitively in students, then I'm sure going to give that our best shot.
Here's another phone call. We go to Betty in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Tom Rambo from Jewett Elementary School.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had the opportunity to study the way Phoenix schools had bilingual. And I had two grandsons that started out in bilingual in first grade, and now in high school they are fluent in both Spanish and, of course, English.
That's good to hear. Thanks for that, Betty. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Betty, we definitely Phoenix Elementary and Talent Elementary were my first visitations. When it became apparent we were going to get this grant, I said, let's look local. And I know that they have a very successful program. And so we took a small team over and toured their schools. And it is powerful. You go into the kindergarten rooms and the first grade rooms and you hear it. And you see the kids engaged, but they're not fluent yet. And then you walk up the hallway to a fifth grade classroom and you see students, Anglo and Hispanic students, conversing in Spanish, writing in Spanish. It just, you realize how powerful that is and what what doors it will open up for those students. And your grandkids, I believe you said it was, that are leaving high school fluent in Spanish, what a powerful gift they have from education that will open up some doors for them.
Okay, I understand the progression now. You start with a kindergarten and a first grade this year. You add a second grade next year, so those first graders have a place to go. You add a third grade the year after, so forth, up to fifth grade. And then, so in middle school, is there nothing available for them at, I guess, Scenic Middle School or Hanby would be the places they'd go?
Yeah, Jeffrey, let me get this thing going here at elementary first, all right, man? no, you know, that is definitely something I've seen. Is the families that are drawn to this program value bilingualism. They have a pretty broad worldview, and they want that for their student. And as I was a little nervous as I sat down the first time with this group of parents, because I thought, holy cow, when these kids get, there's no way these parents will not make sure something's available in middle school as they progress through. So I'm almost certain that there will be plans in place as they go on.
But you got a few years to deal with that. We're talking about the language immersion program in kindergarten and first grade this year, kindergarten first and second next year, and so on at Jewett Elementary School in Central Point, where Tom Rambo is the principal. Tom, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.